Okay, so we're looking at introduction to views. That's the thing we're going to be going into, introduction to views. Okay? A view is like a query in the sense that a view is a collection of data that you want to look at. It's especially good if you've got multiple tables and you have a series of fields that you frequently want to put into a report and you want to see, and they come from multiple tables, so it's a pain in the neck to get them all. So if you make a view of them, you can just run that view and you will see everything you want to see. Now, the nice thing about a view is that it is a structure, not data. Okay, so when you create a view, it shows you the data currently, but it doesn't save the data with the view. So that the next time you run the view, it goes and collects the data. So that means that the view is always going to be current with the data that's on your tables. Okay, if it saves the data from the last time you did the view, then it's not going to be current. But it doesn't. It just saves the structure, and then it puts together the view when you say, I want to see the view.
So it's kind of like a template for what you want to query or display.
It's like a query, you know, right, because you can put all the conditions on it, then you can put on a query and all the rest of it. So it's like a query, and it's especially convenient when you've got multiple tables. So here I have a view. I said create view, and I gave it a name. And the tables up above are the ones I'm using. But I said, okay, and it's going to be a combination of donor, donation, and drive. And I have to put the links on it, and I can use either the join or the where, and as I told you, I just tend to instinctively use where because that's the one I learned first. And it actually makes more sense to me. So I am linking the two tables. So I'm linking my donor table and my donation table, and then I'm linking my donation table and my drive table. So I'm linking those four tables, and I've picked the information that I will want to see. So I can, once I've created the view, which is called Don't Expand, I can then say select asterisks from Don't Expand, and what I'm doing there is looking at a view. So in other words, the select asterisks can either be looking at, okay, so the select can use, that's an N, can use a table or a view. Okay, so I've got my select. Let's try writing that word so it's actually legible. So it, not very good. So a select can use a table or a view. So I went ahead and I created my view, and now I'm saying, okay, show me the view. Okay.
I hate that show.
Say that again.
I hate that show.
Okay, so now I am putting some data into the table, and then when I go and show the view again, you will see the data from that table, the updated data. So the point I'm trying to make there is what I said, is that if I make changes to the tables, then that will impact the results of the view. I don't have to change the view. It's just going to impact the result of the view. So I added a record in there for person 12121 that was not there up above. Okay, so you, if you look at that, 12121 only had one thing, and then I added the second 12121, and that's showing up down below. Actually, if I do this, maybe I can get a picture of both of them. Yes, I can. Okay, so notice the select again is selecting the view. Okay. and I can turn it into more like a query by using the where. So I'm saying select asterisk from, again, I'm using the view name, and I'm putting a where clause on it. So the view name is giving me the structure, and I'm putting the where clause on it. Now, I could have put the where clause on when I originally created the view. Okay, if I put the where clause on when I create the view, then that is the view is always going to show people that meet that criteria. If I decide that I want different where clauses at different times, I can use the view to set up the structure. And then I can put the where clause when I say, show me the view. So I can throw the conditions in at either place. I can throw them in when I'm creating the view, or I can throw them in when I'm using the view. And that's a matter of flexibility. You know, if you always know what you want as the where, then why not throw it in when you create the view? But if you want flexibility, then you can do it this way. So it's just a kind of convenient thing to have. And then I can do most anything else with this. So I did a create a view called drive view, and I wanted to have the fields just drive number and total amount. And I wanted to create it as select drive number and the sum cont amount from donation grouped by drive number. Okay, so what is this doing? It's going in and doing the inner select and saying, okay, I'm going to get the drive number and I'm grouping on drive number. So I'm going to get the sum of contributions for each drive. That's what I'm doing. I'm saying select drive number and the sum of contributions. And group by is on drive number, so I'm getting the sum of the contributions for each drive. Then I'm saying, okay, now create a view called drive view, and it's going to have two fields on it, drive number and tote. And what will happen is that the select drive number will go in there, the sum will go into tote cont. Because I'm saying create a table as, meaning using this rule, and the as has a select two things, and those two things will then go in as these two things. So the two things in the select will go in as the two things in parentheses after the create view. Okay, so I'm creating a view, and it has the drive number 100, and apparently the total contributions to that were 105, which is the sum of the contribution amounts. And then 200, the total is 40, and then 300, the total is 10. Okay, so I've created that view, and then if I go and look at that view, you can see that it comes up with the drive and the total. So that is a way to do a view. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to look at is reports. And reports are kind of clunky. There will be a user interface and other things where you can make reports in different ways when you're working with Oracle. But this is the one that you can do from the SQL prompt. And we're basically doing SQL. When we get into PLSQL, you'll see how you can make much nicer reports with PLSQL. As I said, this is kind of clunky. Define clunky. Okay, so what I have to do here is I have to create a script. Okay, so I'm creating this header script. And we'll try it in a minute. So I'm saying edit header column 1. And at that point, the editor comes up. Okay, by the way, did you get your editor working? Because if not, Eric said to bring it in and he'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, I got the email. I think I screwed something up. So I was going to be looking at it today.
Okay. Call Eric if you're having a problem with it. because apparently he's run into something like either it or something similar.
When he was describing it to me, because I had to reinstall the, I had to refresh this whole thing. I had to redo a fresh reinstall from nothing. So, so I think when I was setting up Windows, I think I screwed something up with the administrator, right? So.
Okay. Well, he would be the guy to talk to. Okay, so I go in and edit, and then I write this. So I am, this is going to be actually what we will be doing to make a script. When I run or do a script, I say edit, and I give the script a name. So I'm giving it a name there. Then the editor will come up, and I write this stuff in the editor. Okay? Then I save it, and I'm creating it as that particular name. Then I save it, and when I come back out, I run it with the at sign and the name that I used. So I run it with the name that it used, and I come out with a report. And as I said, in a minute, we will try this. Okay, so what I've got there is there's the report. Okay, so I said clear the columns. Then I said, okay, now I want to make a column called ID number, or I'm sorry, not called ID number, a column where I'm going to put the ID number. And the heading for it is going to be donor ID. If you put the pipe there, the heading goes on two lines, as you can see over there. And then I said, the next column I want to be the name for the name, and I'm going to call that donor name. And the next column is going to be for the contribution amount. And so I go through and put each of those in. Now, if you do not tell it what table to use, it will use the table that you've currently been using. Okay, the last one that you used. Bad idea. So you should put in there, down at the bottom, select asterisk from, and put in the name of the table, or in this case, I used a view, so the name of the view that I wanted to use. Okay, but you should put in the name of the table and the name of the view. And I didn't do it in the first example because you don't have to. It will use the current table. Whatever table you or view or whatever that you use last will be the one you used. And so I've been playing around with this one, Don't Expand. And so I got the information from Don't Expand. Okay, because that was the last one that I had played with. But you don't want to count on that, so you should put in the select statement to tell it which one you're going to use. Okay. Then if you go down, you can add things like set line size, you can add a title. And when you add a title, it also gives you date and page. So title gives you date and page. And notice title is TT for some bizarre reason. Okay, so title is TT. And then you go on and... I don't think I did anything particular up there. Okay, then you can add a break. Okay, so if I want a break on drive number, I can have it so that it breaks on drive number, so that my drive numbers will be in order. Okay, and I skip two after it. So I can basically write these little reports. Okay, what I'm going to suggest is that we try doing that. So try bringing up Oracle, because you really kind of have to play with this to... And eventually it will let me in, hopefully, yes. And I'm going to do a select asterisk from cat and get what I have. I was working with one the other day, Course Info maybe. Yeah, and this only has a few things, but it also has stuff that I could do a report on. Okay. So, if you go back to the beginning, where I showed you how to do this, you're going to say edit, and you're going to make up a name. Edit first report. Okay. So when I say edit first report, okay, and why doesn't my camera come up there? Thank you. And it says cannot find. So that shows you that it can go in and you can go in and edit an existing. Okay, but it says you cannot find it. Do you want to create a new file? And I say yes. Okay, so yes, I want to create a new file. Now notice the name that it's put up here. Up in the corner it says first report SQL. Okay, when we've used the editors before, it has said that that's the buffer. But now it is saying, because I said edit and I followed it by a name, that means that it is creating an SQL file of that name. Okay? So now I can go in here and I can say clear columns, column, let's see, what was it? Okay, so I have course number. Column course number is going to have a heading of course number. Just like that. Okay. And then I can say column course name is going to have a heading of course name. Or just name. Or just course. I'll make up my mind eventually. And then column capacity is going to have a heading of capacity. And column enrolled is going to have a heading of enrolled. And I want to use select asterisks from course info. And then I can say @ first report, and a semicolon after it that I forgot, and it will run. Now if I go back in and say edit first report, and I put a slash in here, and do a file save. And a file exit. And come back and say @ first report. I don't have to do the semicolon when I come back. Okay, so when I didn't have that slash at the bottom, okay, when I did the text, when I didn't have the slash at the bottom and came back and wrote @ first report, it forced me to put in the semicolon. When I went back and put in the slash, then when I come in and do the @ first report, it works just fine. So you want to put that slash in there. Okay. So I've now displayed my report. Did everybody get one done? Okay, go make a report if you didn't do it with me. Of anything you want, just make a report of some data table you must have out there.
Well, I'm sorry, Putty is getting me trouble. Because I can't use the edit. I don't think I can really use the edit command.
You can, I think, in PuTTY, because I tried it, I thought. But also, why aren't you using our machine? If you use, okay, if you use our machine, then you've got a nice editor that comes up, and the world is a lovely place. If you use your machine, and you have, has anybody got PuTTY coming up all right with the editor? Huh?
Don't touch the PuTTY.
Okay, I try very hard not to touch the PuTTY.
Very wise decision.
Okay, so if I go into PuTTY, and I don't even pretend that I know the PuTTY editor, one of you that has hit SIL must know the PuTTY editor. Okay. Well, you're going to have to tell me what to enter on this because I haven't used PuTTY for a while. So I first have to log into the Unix server. That will hope that I remember my password to do that. Yes, I did. Now, what do I type here? Oracle sh.sh something. What do I type here?
I use my BCC username at all.
No, no, no. I'm not at the username place. Oh. I'm already into Linux.
Type
and at
SQL
Linux,
plus.
SQL plus dot sh. I thought it was SQL plus 11g dot sh.
It is
11. Okay. So SQL plus 11g dot sh is what the instructions tell you to do. Okay. And then you type my username, and now I'm typing my Oracle password. And I made it. Yay! Okay, so now I'm into Oracle. Yeah? You don't do it that way.
No, I just type SQL plus.
All right, then they must have it such that that works. But I follow directions. I follow directions well. So I am following directions. Okay, so now I'm in here, and if I want to say edit, what did I call it?
HDRCOL1.
No, it's not what I called it. I called it first report. Okay, so if I'm going in here, I'm going to call it first report. Okay. Huh. First of all, why didn't it bring up the one that I had created? I'm not too happy about that to start out with, because at least in my opinion, this should have been the one that I had just created. All right, since I don't want to mess up the one I'm just creating, I'm going to say edit FST RPT. Okay, so now I want to write this stuff out. And I'm going to say clear columns. And then I'm going to say column ID, course number. And heading CRS number, and then I'm going to say column course name heading course, and I think that's all I actually really want, so to prove that it will work or not work. Select asterisks from what is it? What was the name of the file? Course info. Select asterisks from course info. Okay, so now I've written this in PuTTY, or I claim I have. And so now I want to exit right? So I'm using Control X, right? Wait a minute. I don't think it knows I'm here. I'll put the slash in too. Okay, so now I'm putting in Control X, right? And save, and so I'm typing Y, name to write. I guess that's the name. Do I just hit enter here, you who know putty? Okay, I'm claim I'm back. @FirstRPT. Well, yeah, it worked, except that I seem to be getting the old one. Because I don't say, but it does, it tends to do that. It tends to remember what you've done in a previous report. So I think that it actually worked. So let's go in and say edit. First report again and see if it comes up. Yes, it did, so it came up all right. It didn't like what I did on course name because I put a double quote there and it was right. And if I'm going to change this and call it the name so that we can see if it takes what I'm doing here. So I'm going to call it the name, and I'm going to do okay. Control X and a Y and get out of here. And say @FirstRPT. And it said the name, so it was doing it fine. It just remembered that a while back I had these and I should have changed this to white. Sorry about that. To a white background, I wasn't thinking. But it worked because I'm running this off now and getting it out of putty. So it worked. So I don't know what you're doing, but it likes me better.
It does.
Okay, so I did it out of putty, and now I am going to say goodbye to putty. Okay, so that just basically proves that, yes, you can do it in putty. Okay. But as I said, I'm leaving putty now. But that proves you can do it there. I knew I had tried it in putty at home, but not recently. Pardon me?
Can you just write it down? You don't have to go to edit, right?
You're supposed to because you're making a script. Can you just write it down? Yeah, you can get away with that, but that's not what they usually recommend. And the other thing is that if you go to a script, then you've got it permanently. So I now got this script created, and I can write it any time. And the feeling is with the report, that's what you want to do. Okay, so at any point, I can go back and do an @FirstReport, and I'm going to get that report.
How did you save it after you created it?
Once you go into the editor, so I'm going to do it again, edit. I'm going to try this one and see just out of curiosity. Nah, it didn't come up. Huh?
I was talking about putty.
Oh. I did the same thing, actually.
I saved it, buddy.
I did Control X. It prompted me, did I want to save? I did a yes. And then I just hit enter when it came up on the next thing. And it seemed to save.
It's there, but it says nothing in up and run. But I see it when I hit edit.
Huh.
Okay. See, it's right there when you edit.
Okay.
It's right there.
And it's called Weekly 2B, so you can see that it's got a name.
So I have to hit dot
S2L. Okay, now wait a minute. You have to write @ website. Web.
To be?
Yeah.
With .sql?
No.
No.
Shouldn't happen. Nothing in the SQL buffer to run. Okay, let me just go back in and see. Okay. So now edit it one more time. We've got the M then in there. Because you did exactly what I did. And mine ran and yours didn't. I love when that happens. Put in the file, just to be sure. You know, that select asterisk from the name of the file. Because I think that's probably what it is when I noticed that wasn't there.
Yeah, that we combined because I'm not starting up.
That's off the
yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Can't log in.
Oh, what a fix it might be. Are you using, is it installed on the computer?
It was needing the file. Okay, he was having problems because he didn't put the select in to the bottom of the report, and so that was where the problem was. Again, it's supposed to grab the first and last file that you use, but maybe PuTTY doesn't do that. So you need to throw in the select.
No, should it be asking us where to save?
It should just be saying yes. You should be just have to be able to say yes, and it should save it on its own.
It actually might be able to run it, because I didn't even do anything. I did it on SQL Plus, so I didn't even do anything with this yet.
Okay, so that was why it wasn't a file, right? Because these two don't seem to be communicating as well as I thought. Because when I typed edit first report this way, which is the way I did it in PuTTY, you know, if you create a table at home using PuTTY, you can then come in and work here using that table. And my assumption was that the report also would be accessible. But I stood here and created one and went in and I'm not finding it. Now I created this in PuTTY and I know it worked in PuTTY, but if I come back and try to edit it, it says it doesn't know that. So for some reason, and I don't know, it's an administrative issue, For some reason, the administrators here have got it set up that your PuTTY reports are going one place, and the ones you create here are going another. And since I haven't a clue where they would have put it, I can't. I can ask them where they put it, but I can't.
Because the tables I create at home, I create on an Apple or Mac, and I use it's like PuTTY, but it's terminal. And that's what I use. And they always show up here.
Right. And that I expected that the report was going to be interchangeable as well. But for some reason, because when I say this is the name of the one that I used up in when I was in PuTTY, I called it FST RPT, and it's saying can't find it. And so
No. That
clearly means that somehow they have put them so that if you create them here, they go in one place, and if you create them in PuTTY at home, they apparently go in another place. So we're not going to do a lot with reports, so do your one report, and either way you're going to do one assignment on reports, and I will ask them about it, but I'm not holding my breath.
So I create the file. But then when I go to save it, it's asking me where I want to save it, what I want to name it. It's not naming it what I...
Did you write edit and the name after it when
yep.
you went in?
Close this.
Okay, get back out.
Mm-hmm.
Edit, and you gave it a name.
So I say yes, right?
Right. And now it should put the name up in the corner there.
Oh, untitled.
Untitled.
You know what it probably is? It's probably the same problem as I'm having.
As you had before. Right. That's why. I mean, if your editor isn't working correctly, it's that. So you could always go and use ours. which I would use before I'd use PuTTY anyway. I really don't actually understand why you guys bring your laptops, because I think it's just so much easier to work on real Oracle. Unless you haven't installed. You haven't installed.
I haven't installed. I'm just
you
remote.
You haven't installed too? Okay.
I come in with this because my bigger laptop's a pain, so I just remote into my laptop at home.
I mean, PuTTY, I understand, is a great thing at home if you want to do it at 2 o'clock in the morning in our labs and you're not here, but I would not choose PuTTY. Okay, so if you come down here, we can do a bunch of other things. Okay, so I'm going to keep going. You can set a line size if you want to. You can put a title on if you want to. Okay, so I can go back in here and say edit first report spelled all the way out, and it brings up the right thing. And I can add in a key title is going to be course information. Okay, so I've now added a title called course information, and I meant to do that before the select, and I did it afterward. I don't actually know whether it would care too much, but I tend to do the select as the last thing. Okay, so now I'm going to save this, come back here, and say run first report. And there it is. Okay, it's now got the title and the page. Okay, so I've now got my title and page on there. And if I go in, okay, there's the code that generated that. Okay, then I can come down and I can add in other things, like the break. So I'm going to tell it to okay, so edit first report. Hello. Did I leave first report open? Yes, I did. So I'm still in there. Okay, so now I'm going to, this printed out things in order. So I'm going to say break on, what did I do, substring. So I'm going to say, okay, I want to break on report and on substring of, what is it called, course number, comma, one, comma, two, right? And skip two. So I'm saying I want to break on the first two characters of this. So I want to break when the CI. So I'm saying I want to break on substring of course number starting with one going for two and skip two. Okay, and that should get me a break there. So I'm saying file save, file exit. And so I'm going to say @ first report. Okay, and why didn't it break? I did that right, right? Substring of course number. Edit first report. Break on... Well, I don't have to break on report. That's a final one. But break on substring. That's spelt right, right? S-U-B-S-T-R. Course number. 1, 2.
Does it have to be the number you called it?
Say that again?
Does it have to be the number you renamed it?
No, that's just a header. It's not really a renaming of it. I don't understand why it's not doing that. I'm basically telling it to go in on those first two characters and do a break. And as far as I'm concerned, that should be working. Okay, just to be sure, I'm going to... select asterisks from course info, order by course number. Okay, so file, save. File, exit. At sign, first report. And it still didn't break. And I claim that it should have. It did the auto buy, but it didn't break. Okay, so I'm going to try doing an auto buy capacity, because capacity has some duplicate numbers in it. Huh. I guess I've never tried putting a function in there, so maybe it just didn't like that. So I'm going to order by capacity, and I'm going to break on capacity. Okay, and I'm saying file save, file exit, and at sign first report. Okay. So it worked. So apparently, for some bizarre reason, it didn't like having a function in there, and I don't quite understand why. But it's broken. Okay, those were all 30. These were 32. So it's broken on capacity. Okay, if you look at this, select asterisks from course info. Ah, yes, I love that. I'm going to go back up and look at it up here. You can see there's 1, 2, 3 30s, 1, 2, 3 32s, and 1, 25. And so it worked just fine. Okay, so I've now got the date and the time and the page number that came with the title. It broke on 25, it broke on 30, and there were three things. And it broke on 32, and there were three things. Notice it doesn't repeat the 30, it doesn't repeat the 32. Now the problem is that you need to go back and clear things out if you want to go back and look at the listing, because once you've generated the report, anything you do with that table is going to be associated with that report, which is a real pain in the neck. So when I went down further, it basically showed me everything. When I said show me everything, it showed it to me in the format of the report. But notice this time it didn't do the breaking. It showed me everything, and it just showed it in the format of the report. Just kind of interesting. Okay, so now I'm going to go in and I'm going to edit it again, and I'm going to look at getting some totals in there. So if I come over here and go down, okay, I can compute a sum. So I can throw into this report some compute sums. Okay, so I go in here and I said edit first report already. And so now I can go in and after break, I can say compute sum of capacity on capacity. Okay? Because I'm doing the break on capacity too. And I can also do compute sum of enrolled on capacity. Or maybe I'll do that on report. In which case I go back and add the break on report up here. break on report is a final total. Break on capacity is a break that comes along as you go. And I can't spell compute someplace because I've got them different numbers of letters. Okay, so that is like that. Okay, so file, exit, save on the way out, add sign, first report. Okay, so I'm now getting totals. Okay, so it gave me a total there, and then it gave me a total here, which is 90, and then it gave me a total here, which is 96. And then I said I wanted this one on report, so it gave me the sum down here at the bottom for the whole report. Okay, so I've got the capacity showing, the sum rather, showing for capacity, and I did that on a show it to me by capacity. And then I did the, at the end, show me the grand total for enrolled. Okay, so play with that for a minute. If I do edit, first report, okay, there it is, and I can put in the compute. I could have also got capacity on report if I wanted to. So I can add in here, break. Well, actually, I want to put it right under the break. No, it was compute I wanted to do. Sorry. Compute sum of capacity on report. Report being on my final total. Okay. So now I've got that. File, exit, save. And if I run this, okay, I've now got a total for both of them. So this broke as it went along, and now I'm getting the big total down there. So, that's, I mean, I'm not real fond of the sum over there and the way it lines things up, but it works. It makes a simple report. And then you can come down and what else is the... Those are all breaks and computes. You can compute an average. So if I wanted to compute average, I also have the ability to compute an average. Okay, so I can do that. I can compute sum, I can compute average. And here are some of the things that you can do. You've got a break on, you've got a clear break, so if you decide you don't want to do the breaks, you've got a clear break. You've got title and title off. You have a whole lot of clears there that allow you to clear out the compute. So that is a lot of the commands that you can use in doing the reports. And there is a report that I did. And if you use a view, you can either use a view down here to get multiple tables, or you can put in the complete select to get multiple tables. So you can either externally make a view that uses multiple tables, or you can actually write the whole select in there. And you can put in a page size and all that good stuff. Okay. So you can do all of that, which kind of makes it interesting. Okay. Clear all. It does not work, and I keep wanting to make it do it. Clear report is unknown. So I honestly go back and just clear the things out individually to make this go away. Or I do the very simple thing, which is exit and come back in when I'm done with the report. But you have to clear the things individually. The things that would make sense, like a clear all or clear report, don't work. Okay, so that's how you do a report. There is one more thing on views down here, which is more on views, that I think we might as well look at rather than start keys today. Okay, so this is creating a view, and it's the same thing that I did before with a select. What you can do if you want to modify a view, okay, so if you have a view and you want to modify it, you use the create or replace, which is, every once in a while, there's something that I just think they could have done better. Because create or replace, and then you give the name that you want to create or replace, and you go in and you do what you want to do. I think that I like to have create and replace as separate commands. So I would like a replace command all by itself, but they didn't ask my advice. Okay, so if you want to modify, you do a create or replace. And you have to be careful on that because you may end up modifying one that you really didn't want to modify, and if you type the name wrong, so you just have to be careful. You can create a view and put in the fields, which we've already seen, and say these are the fields that I want. And what I want to do is take these four fields and put them into the view, but I only want to do it when the cost is greater than 15. So I can do that. You can update data on the table and through the view. So I can actually do an update through the view as opposed to through the table. I'm not real clear why I'd want to do that, but I can do it. I'm capable of it. Okay, I can put on a constraint. In the example below, I'm putting a constraint on the view, which means that through the view, I cannot change any cost so that it falls below the criteria for the view. So you can basically, if you're going to allow people to change data through a view, you can put constraints on it. And a constraint basically says, I can't do anything that doesn't meet the criteria. And I gave the constraint a name because then I basically have a name to go and look at when I'm looking to see what constraints I have. If you give things names, and we'll get into that more when we start doing some stuff, other stuff with indexes. But if you do stuff, give stuff a name, then it's easier to undo it and get rid of it than as if you don't give it a name. Okay. And I think that was about it. Oh, you can also have a view that's read-only. you don't want people to be able to change anything, you can make it read-only so that you can't do any maintenance on it. So if you have a view that you don't want anybody working at and changing things, you can put it as a read-only. And to drop a view, you just say drop view and give its name. So if you're done with a view and you want to get rid of it, just like you can do with a table, you can say drop view and it will go away, just like you can with a table. Okay. As I said, I'm a little reluctant to start working on tape, on indexes and keys with 10 minutes to go, because we're going to start that next Thursday and spend a lot of time on it, and 10 minutes worth you're not going to remember anyway a week from now. So I am going to call it quits. If you have any questions, let me know, but we're on to the next topic, which is indexes. Then we've got a little bit of wrap-up to do, which includes doing some scripts. And then we're going to start PLSQL. So we've got about another week in SQL, and then we're going to start PLSQL, which is the programming language. All right. I'm done.